Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're about to speak with Casey Maitland from Samaritans. There's a conversation that is happening right now because of something that was said by Red Sox player Jaron Duran. If you've not heard about this, it's a tough conversation to have. We're going to play you audio from a documentary series on Netflix called The Clubhouse, where he talks about suicide, and it can be a lot to hear. So we just want to give you that warning that this can be a lot. It's a very heavy conversation, but because Jaron Duran shared this, we're now having another conversation out in the open, mm-hmm. which is always a good thing. Mm-hmm. And I know you're involved with Samaritans. You have been for many, many years. Before I play this audio, mm-hmm. can you talk about what it is that they do?
Samaritans is, we are a suicide prevention is our goal. We have a 24/7 crisis line. We do grief counseling for those who have suffered a loss or an attempt. We will come into your school, your work, your wherever to have conversations. And 3 years ago, last month, they just had their birthday. Hey Sam celebrated their third birthday, and they are for people 25 and under, mm-hmm. a text line where you can just have conversations, talk, do whatever. They just want to have conversations so that if you are in that space, you know you're not alone.
Right. And Jaron Duran is a star for the Red Sox now, but it was rough in the beginning. And so on this Netflix documentary, The Clubhouse, he shared this.
Like, I was already hearing it from fans, and like what they say to me, it's like I haven't told myself 10 times worse that in the mirror. Yeah. It was a pretty low time for me. Like, I didn't even want to be here anymore.
When you say here, you mean here with the Red Sox or here on planet Earth?
Probably both. Yeah, probably both. That was like a really tough time for me. Yeah. I got to the point where I was sitting in my room. I had my my rifle and I had a bullet, and I pulled the trigger and the gun clicked, but nothing happened. So to this day, like, I think God just didn't let me take my own life, because I seriously don't know like why it didn't go off. But I took it as a sign of like, all right, I might have to be here for a reason. So then that's when I started to look myself in the mirror. After the gun didn't go off, I was like, all right, well, like, let's, I was like, do I want to be here or do I not want to be here? Like, I looked myself in the mirror and I was like, that happened for a reason. Like, obviously you're here for a reason. So like, let's be the way you want to be. Let's play the way you want to play. And let's, you know, just live the way I want to live.
So again, that was Jaron Duran sharing something very personal and private during their Red Sox documentary. And it opened up a conversation even during the broadcast of the Red Sox game. They were sharing the phone number. They were sharing the Hey Sam information. Casey Maitland is, I want to make sure I get your title right here.
Chief Clinical Officer.
Chief Clinical Officer for Samaritans. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
It's a difficult conversation to hear when you hear him share that and where he was in his headspace, but what has it been like for you guys since he did open up?
Yeah. You know, we have been asked to speak on this, and what a privilege and an honor to do so. I mean, certainly when the story first broke and when, you know, they started talking about Samaritans and 988 and Hey Sam on the NESN broadcast during the game, you know, we saw triple the amount of call volume the next day. So we know that the sharing of the story, that him telling his truth, that it just, it impacted people in such an incredible way. And, you know, I think that people first think like, oh, so many people who are struggling are reaching out. And I think that's true. I also think that people truly felt like, oh, I'm not alone in this. And there's something, there's a place to access help.
I think one of the things that he said that was, you know, the way he started the conversation was basically saying that, you know, being famous isn't everything it's cracked up to be. And I'm starting to believe the things that people say. And we use words so freely, I think, you know, even what we do here on our show, you know, judgments or whatever, but the words that come out of your mouth are more to the point, they're typed on a keyboard. Like, this is what it can lead to. Can you sort of speak to maybe how we can be better humans? But
sure,
I mean to say,
yeah,
how important easy, yeah, something small as leaving a crappy comment on someone's page can lead to something so large. Yeah?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You know, I connect so much to this idea that feelings are universal. And I don't mean that we all have the same experiences, but the definition of empathy is finding something in me that can connect with something in you, right? So the things that we're afraid to talk about are often the things that connect us the most. And I also have this running theory that when you're unable to do that, that it's because you're unable to connect with something in yourself. And so when we do these things, like leave these comments or make these comments to people, even if they're the slightest things, you know, we do this this role play where we're, you know, I'll ask someone, you know, how was your day? And I'll do an example of a good way to respond, right? Which is, tell me more about your day your commute, right? Tell me more about your commute. And I'll say, like, how was your commute? And someone will say, oh, I took the train today. And I'll say, oh, how was that? How was the train? And they'll respond and they'll tell me more. The next question I might ask is, right, I'll ask again, how was the train? And then they'll say, oh, the train was really hard and it was, you know, it was slow, et cetera, et cetera. And my next response will be, oh, you take the train? You don't drive it? And the mere difference of that response, right, from, oh, how was the train? Tell me more, to, oh, you take the train, you don't drive. You can hear in just that simple reflection, which we do all the time as humans,
right,
that I'm passing judgment on the fact that someone's taking the train. And so it immediately closes up the conversation. And so when we do those things day in and day out, we have judgments, we pass judgments, right? I call it a case of the judgies, right? As soon as you you apply judgment onto something that someone's doing, it's almost going to immediately happen to you. Right. I would never act that way in a restaurant with my kids. I would never take this, you know, type of medication.
Right.
I would never. And as soon as we start doing those things, it others people, and it just it sort of dilutes the human experience. Mm.
OK, so what we want to do is point you towards Samaritan's Hope. You can go to SamaritansHope.org. If you need to get help, if you're having suicidal thoughts, if you want to get involved, you can help others in need. If you want to find grief support, maybe you've lost a loved one to suicide. These are all services that Samaritans offers. You can reach out to 988. You can call or text 24/7. Again, go to their website. They're across all social media platforms as well. And we just thought it was important to have this conversation. And it was wonderful of Jaron Durant to share it. And it just, you know, putting it out in the light is just better for everybody.
I just think the bigger the person who can have this conversation can help you understand that regardless of who you are, you can have all the money, you can have all the talent, you can have all the everything.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. And what happens behind closed doors or in someone's brain we're all the same that way. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
To shine a light on something this big from someone who has such a pulpit, I just couldn't be more honored in what he said, and I feel like he opened up a lot of conversations, as you said, Casey, with three times the amount of call volume after that. So
yeah, and I think, you know, we keep getting asked, why is it so important that he told his story? And I think, you know, I keep saying this, but I think it's so important. It's because it allowed us to see ourselves in him. Mm-hmm. It allowed us to believe that people who achieve great things struggle too. Yep. I have to remind myself of this every day, but the real, true, authentic versions of ourselves are rarely the tidiest versions, right? We connect to the adversity far more than we connect to the consistent triumph, because we're all riding a wave where it feels like we win some, but we lose most. And isn't that where all the beautiful stuff happens?
Yes!
Like in all the places in between?
Yes, in the messy places in between.
In the messy places.
Thank you, girl.
And, you know, and Jaron telling his story and sharing his truth showed us that. So it's just been really beautiful.
Casey Maitland, Chief Clinical Officer from Samaritans. Again, samaritanshope.org. Casey, thank you for coming on and talking about that this morning.
Thank you so much. You guys are wonderful.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay thanks. Bye-bye.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD. One on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
104.1.